This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So we want to dedicate tonight's learning to our good friend Alan Sechter's father-in-law, Avraham ben Yitzchak, who was nifter yesterday. Shamashav and Aliyah, v'yomel tziyosha for his whole family, ad v'yasko el tzedek. Okay, so we're learning Daf Tzadi Dalid today. And the Gemara is discussing the following question. Can an Eid Echad be Neman to allow a woman to marry Lashuk? That was the question. This was the question that they asked from Rav Sheshas, Eid Echad B'Yavama. What is the halacha about Eid Echad B'Yavama? So on the one hand, Eid Echad is believed because it's a Milsa David Leguye, so Eid Echad should be believed about anything. Or maybe what's the reason Eid Echad is believed? Because the woman is Daiko Minsaba, but for this woman, she won't be Daiko Minsaba. Why not? Because she can't stand the Avam. She hates the Avam. And therefore, she will, as soon as she gets a whiff that maybe she's mutter lashuk, she will take advantage of that. So Amar Lahu Rav Sheshas. Rav Sheshas said, right? That was the question that they asked from Rav Sheshas. And Rav Sheshas is now providing the answer. Rav Sheshas says, we learned it. Amrullah, let's say they said to a woman, Meis ba'alech, your husband died, v'achakach meis b'nech, and then your son died, and therefore you are not zakuk li'yivam, you're free to marry to shuk. Then they say, since she got married, v'achakach amrullah, and then they said to her, no, chilav hayu advarim, first your kid died, and then your husband died. So you were zakuk li'yivam. So the halachas teitzei, she has to leave her husband, v'havlad rishayin v'achrein mamzer, and the first child and the last child our mamzerim. Now, this again, we said, is going according to the shita of Rabbi Akiva, that Chayve Lavin produces mamzerus. Right? This was the case where they said, your husband died, and then the kid, and turns out, the kid died first, and then the husband. So, the Mishnah said, she has to get divorced, and both vladois are mamzerim. Says Gemara, hey chidami, what's the case? E lema treu trei. If we're dealing with two edim, and then two edim came and said, your husband died, and then your kid died, and then two edim said, no, your kid died, and then your husband died. Then why, in fact, do we say she has to get divorced? My chazus the samchas ahani smaychahani. Why do we rely on the edim that say first your kid died, and then your husband died? Smaychahani, rely on the two edim that say first the husband died, and then the kid died. Why are we relying on the edim that want to terminate her marriage? V'oid, mamzer. Why does the Mishnah say it produces mamzerus? Safik mamzerhu. It's only a safik. And v'chitem aloidak, and if you're going to say, well, mamzer is not precise, what it means to say is suffik mamzer. No, we know from elsewhere in the Mishnah that mamzer is davka hamidiktani seifa, from the fact that the third case in the Mishnah says, harishayin mamzer v'ha'achron eina mamzer, from the fact that the seifa says, the first one, the first vlad is a mamzer, the last one is not a mamzer. That's talking about where two edim said, your husband died, and she goes and she remarries. And they say, actually, your husband was alive at the time you remarried. Now your husband died. So halacha is the first vlad is the mamzer, the last one is not. But there it's definite mamzerus. Shema mina de dafka katani. So from here we see that it was taught dafka. El alav. This is sort of a parallel to what we had on daf tzadi gimel amud beis. El alav. But it must be. Chad, we're talking about one aid. Meaning one aid came and said, your child died, your husband died, and then your child died, and therefore you are mutter l'shuk. And the time of the Asubei Trei, Akashu. And the reason why there's an issue of Mamzeros here is because two Eidim are contradicting the one Eid. Ha, lav hachi. But if you wouldn't have two Eidim and saying that first the kid died and then the husband died, then you would rely on the Eid. Mehemen, that means you would rely on the Eid. Had it not been for the two Eidim who contradicts the one Eid, you would be allowed to rely on the one witness to say... You'd be allowed to rely on the one witness to say that your father died, that your husband died. In other words, had it not been for the two Eidim, this woman would be free to marry Lashuk based on the testimony of the one Eid that your husband died and then your kid died. So we see an Eid Echad as Neman to matter woman Lashuk. Says the Gemara, La'olam trei u'trei. Really, we're dealing with two Eidim against two Eidim. We asked if it's two Eidim against two Eidim. My chazis to samchas ahai, smoich ahai. Why are we so sure to rely on the latter Eidim? So, the answer is, Ukeda amar Rav Acha bar Minyume be'edei hazama, like Rav Acha bar Minyume said in Mesechta Kedushin, that we're talking about two Eidim that are mezim, the first two Eidim. We know that in general, if two Eidim say something A happened, and another two Eidim said B happened, then we say it's trei u'trei, and we don't necessarily rely on the second set of witnesses. But there's a special chiddush hakra, there's a special chiddush in the Chumash, that when the first two Eidim, when the second two Eidim don't contradict the first two Eidim about the facts, but rather say, not only are your facts wrong, but you could not have possibly known that information because imay atem hayinu, you were with us. So in that case, we of course believe the second Eidim fully, and it's not considered trei u'trei. Because the second Eidim are not just saying that we disagree with the facts that you say, they're saying that you could not have possibly known that information. So that's the situation over here. Two Eidim come and say, your husband died and then your kid died, so you're free to marry Lashuk. And then another two Eidim come and say, that how could you possibly have known that you were with us? We happen to know your kid died first and then your husband. So you're right, had it not been for the second Eidim, she would have been allowed to marry Lashuk because she would have been relying on two Eidim. But we have no proof that you could rely on one Eid to marry Lashuk. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Va'amri le Rav Acha le Rav Ashi. Some say Rav Acha said to Rav Ashi. Tashma, come in here. Ein ha'isha ne'emenes loymar meis yevami. A woman is not believed to say, my yavam died, she'enose that I could go marry Lashuk. So a woman is not believed to say, you know, my yavam died, so now I can marry Lashuk. It's interesting because a woman is believed to say, her husband died, so that she can marry Lashuk. She's not believed to say her Yavam died. We're going to see, because maybe she can't stand the Yavam. She never liked her brother-in-law, right? So she's not believed to say, my Yavam died, that I should marry Lashuk. V'loi mesa achoisi. And she's not believed to say, my sister died. She'akonois labesa. That she would be able to marry her sister's husband, because maybe she had her eyes on her brother-in-law. So let's make a diuk. She's not believed to say her yavama died. She's not believed to say her sister died. He nihi dolei mehemna. She's not believed. Ha'edach mehemon. But a one witness would believe to say your yavam died, and you're free to marry Lashuk. Oh, it's only she who's not believed to say her Yavam died. But an Eid Echad would be believed to say her Yavam died. So this is what Rav Mardechai, or some say Rav Acha, said to Rav Ashi. Says the Gemara, Ula Tameich, and according to you, who you want to say an Eid Echad is believed, Eima Seifa, tell me the Seifa, Ein Ha'ish Ne'aman Laimar Meis Achi. A man is not believed to say, my brother died, she'ayavim es ishtai, that he could do yibam to his wife. V'loi mesa ishti. So a man is not believed to say, my brother died, that he should be able to do yibam to his wife. And he's not believed, v'loi mesa ishti, a man is not believed to say, his wife died, she'esa asachoy, so that he should marry her sister. But let's make a diuk. Who knew Dulay Meheman? He's not believed to say his brother died or his wife died. Ha'edachad Meheman, one witness is believed. So Gemara says, hey, that doesn't make any sense, because an Eidechad can only be believed regarding a woman remarrying, but not regarding a man. Of course, if we cannot possibly entertain the possibility to say that a man is not believed to say his brother died to do Yibum to his wife, but an Eidechad is believed to say his brother died, that a guy could do Yibum to his wife, or an Eidechad would be believed to say someone's wife died, that he could marry the sister. Bishlama gabi isha, bishlama by a woman, mishum iguna, kila barabban, because of iguna, the rabbis were mekal. El gabi ish, but regarding a man, ma'ik lamemar, what are you going to say? An Eidechad could be believed by a man? Bishlama by a woman, we could say, well, we're going to allow the woman to get married based on the testimony of one witness, because otherwise she's going to be stuck. She's an aguna. She won't be able to remarry because she's already married to... In other words, in Eidechad, we could rely on an Eidechad to allow a woman to remarry based on the testimony that her husband died, because otherwise she can't remarry. But a man who could marry many, many wives... So we would never let an Eid Echad say, well, we're going to rely on this Eid Echad that the woman died to allow this guy to marry the sister. The guy is not Naguna. The guy can marry anyone in the world. The guy could have 18 wives if he wants. What's a very amazing topic in Sugya is Bizman Hazeh, that we have a Chirim de Rabbeinu Gershon, and a guy can only marry one wife. Can we rely on an Eid Echad to allow a man to remarry when the Eid Echad says the woman died, because the man's also an aguna? Based on Chirim de Rabbeinu Gershon, we now have new possibilities of an aguna for a man. Isn't that unbelievable? We're going to see that further. I think this is good Ion Sugya. By the way, yesterday's Ion show was very geschmack. You should take a catch at it. Take a look at it. Anyway, so that's one interesting question. Must be elagabe yishma yikilameimar. What are you going to say by man? So therefore, it must be from this brisa, it's completely inconclusive to say, well, we don't believe her and him, but we would believe an aid. The same way, regarding him, we cannot be madayik. We don't believe him, but we could believe an aid, because we know you can't believe an Eid Echad regarding a man. So to by a woman, we're not going to say that we don't believe her, but we could believe an Eid. The same way the Mishnah is inconclusive legabe the diuk from the man, it's inconclusive regarding the diuk from the woman. So then why does the Mishnah need to say, why does the Braisa need to say, the woman is not believed to say her husband died, or her Yavam died, even an Eid is not believed? Says the Gemara, here's the Chiddush. Ela ki yitzrich, what do I need it for? The Rabbi Akiva yitzrich. It's a Chiddush in Rabbi Akiva. Salkedai techamina, I would have thought, hova amar Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva said, yesh mamzer mechayve lavin, there's a mamzer from chayve lavin, that a woman who marries Lashuk, that's really zokok liyibam. That is a violation of a lav, which according to Rabbi Akiva, would produce mamzerim. Ema, I would think, Chaisha Akakula Dezara Vedaika. I would think, since the woman knows that if she's going to marry Lashuk, she's going to be violating a lav, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that produces Mamzerim, then maybe that will ensure that she'll do her due diligence and she will not remarry unless, in fact, the Yavam died. In other words, maybe there's an element of Isha Daiko Mintzaba over here in the world of Rabbi Akiva, because she's going to be violating a lav, which in the world of Rabbi Akiva produces Mamzerim. So that should be enough of a security net to ensure that this woman will do her due diligence. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that she's only worried about her own kilkel. She's not worried about her children's kilkel. Now, what does this mean? let's see Rashi, because Rashi has two ways of learning this Gemara. We're just going to learn Rashi the first way, and if you want to know the second way to read it, which Rashi dismisses, you'll do that on your own. Let's get one Mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ella, look at the Rashi is on the...
Ella, Rashi says, Loi tedek minei, don't be medayik from here, ha eid echad meheman. That one eid is believed. This is itself is needed to teach. The eid echad is not believed. It's needed according to Rabbi Kiva. The sakadai techamina, I would have thought. Hova Amar Rabbi Kiva Yesh Mamzer Mi Yivama Lashok. Since Rabbi Kiva holds his Mamzer is from Yivama Lashok, Chaisha Akel Kula, we should be Choshesh for Kilkul. V'chi Amra Meis Yivami, and when she says my Yavam died, Tinase, she should be able to get married. Kamash Malon Duloy Mehemna. Why? Mishum De Zimnin De Sanyale Ukeda Amrin. The reason she's not believed. Not like what we have in the parentheses, that, you see, remember in our Mishnah, there are many reasons why we allow a woman to get married based on Eid Echad. One of them is, otherwise, because her children would be Mamzerim, but there are many other kenosos that we place on her. She loses the ksuba, she loses her handiwork, she loses all kinds of things. So, there is a way of learning this Gemara, that these kilkulim, these kenosos do not apply when she marries Lashuk. It only applies when she marries when she's a married woman. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns all the kenosos do apply to a woman who marries unlawfully Lashuk. The reason why that's not enough of an assurance is because of the overwhelming concern that maybe she really doesn't like the brother-in-law. Avagabi balalay amrina sanyalei. In other words, the other way to learn this Gemara, potentially, is that the Gemara's saying, Kamash Malan, no, there's not enough of a security blanket over here. In the Mishnah, where you have like 16 different knossos that we put on a woman who unlawfully marries when her husband's alive, that's enough of an insurance net to make sure she'll do her due diligence. But if the only insurance net is that her children will be mamzerim, but we don't actually put any knossos on her, maybe that's not, the chiddush is, that's not enough of an insurance net. And Rashi disregards that pshat, because Rashi holds, in fact, that when a woman unlawfully marries Lashuk in the world of Rabbi Akiva, all the knossos of the Mishnah apply to that as well. So that's why Rashi doesn't like this second approach. Instead, Rashi learns that, yes, there's a lot of motivating factors to make sure she'll do her due diligence, but ultimately, because of the suspicion she can't stand her brother-in-law, that is a reason why we cannot rely on the testimony of an Eid Echad to matter her Lashuk. Okay.
We said within Rabbi Akiva, right, there's a machlokes of Chayvei Lav and Disha'er.
Correct.
Mamzer, so this is a raya, not like that, because the example was Yivama Lashuk.
Right. So you're saying that this only works out according to the opinion that all Chayvei Lavin produced mamzeres in Rabbi Akiva, not the shita of in Rabbi Akiva that holds only Chayvei Lavin the Sheher. Yes, yes. Good point.
In Gittin, they use this a lot, that she doesn't, she'll sometimes want to make the get work so she won't have to pull Yavam in the cases where the husband says, here's a get amanas that I don't come back in a certain time, and then the question arises whether it's a good get or not, and the question is, why does she want it to be a good get? And it's in Perek Zion, and basically they go to that all the time, saying that She may not like the brother-in-law, so therefore she'd rather not fall even to the brother-in-law. So this is something that's used elsewhere.
Right. Good. Okay, so the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rava says, look, Eid Echad Neman b'Yavama mikavachaymer. And Eid Echad is believed by Yavama from a very simple aforatory argument, a very simple kavachaymer. Namely, if an Eid Echad is believed to allow her to marry when she's a married woman, to say her husband died, certainly an Eid Echad should be believed to allow her to marry Lashuk, which is only violating a lav. Le'isr kares hitarta, if it's going to allow her to marry in a situation of isr kares, le'isr lav le'kol shekein, certainly it should allow her to marry Isser Lav. Amar Leha Humir Rabbanan L'Rava. So one of the rabbis, right, that should be a simple kavachomer. In other words, if Neid Echad could allow a married woman to remarry, certainly should allow a woman who is only bound by a yavam to remarry. Amar Leha Humir Rabbanan L'Rava, one of the rabbis said to Rava, He atzma toichiach. She herself shows that this is a faulty argument, because she herself is believed to allow herself to remarry and to say her husband died, but she herself is not believed to say her yavam died. He atzma toichiach. The iser kares hitarta. She could permit herself to marry iser kares. Le iser lav lo hitarta. But she's not allowed to matter in iser lav. Why? Why do you think that is? Why do you think a woman is believed to say her husband died, but she's not believed to say her yavam died? The answer is she's believed to say her husband died because we have no reason to suspect that she's saying that her husband died because she can't stand her husband. But we do have a reason to suspect that she said her yavam died because she can't stand her yavam. So there is this psychological factor that the woman doesn't like her brother-in-law. Ve'lo'i my time aloy mehemna. The same way she's not believed to say her yavam died because she hates the brother-in-law and therefore she's not going to do her due diligence. Eid echad nami and eid echad as well. And eid echad is also. You'll say, well, what do you mean? The eid echad doesn't hate the brother-in-law. Yeah, but it's when we allow her to get married based on the eid echad, it's not based on solely on the eid echad. It's in conjunction with the fact that Isha Daiko Minsaba. So Eid Echad Nami, Zimnan Desamulei, sometimes she hates him, like Daiko Minsaba. She will not be look carefully into the case and she'll remarry. Okay. Zeh Medrash Darash Rabbi Lazar ben Masya. This Medrash, Rabbi Lazar ben Masya darshaned. Right? Do you remember back in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that if a woman relies on an Eid Echad that her husband died, and then she does Kedushin to somebody, and then her husband walks in, she could go back to her husband because she never lived with the new husband, and the get that the second husband gives is meaningless, and it doesn't even aser her l'kuhuna. Why? Because Rabbi Lazar ben Masya darshan, v'isha grusha me'isha, only a woman divorced from a husband she can't marry. Not a woman divorced from someone who is not a husband. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Sanei Rav, Havalei the Rabbi Lezer, Lemidrash Bey, Marganisa, Rabbi Lezer should have darshaned a diamond, a jewel, the Darsh Bechaspa, and he darshaned a shard. Rabbi Lezer could have mined a gold mine from here, a treasure from here, and instead he mined a piece of pottery. He could have mined a much more novel chiddush. What did he take out of it? That a woman who was never married to a guy, if the guy gives her a get, it's a meaningless get. Oh, really? Big chiddush over there. That a guy who's not married to a woman who gives her a get, it's a meaningless get. Of course it's a meaningless get. They were never married. He should have mined something much better. My Margani. So what's the treasure he could have mined? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. The Isha Grusha Meisha, and a woman divorced from a husband. Afilu Leinizgarsha Elo Meisha. Even if a woman is only divorced from her husband, Psula Lekuhuna, she's Pasul Kuhuna. That means as follows. Man says to a woman, I love you, but I don't. So I'm divorcing you from me, but you're not mutter to anybody else. I'm giving you a divorce regarding me, vis-a-vis me, but not to permit you to anyone else. Now that is completely an ineffective get. Because if it doesn't matter her to anybody. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a good get in the sense that she's still married to the first guy. Meaning it's not an effective get. She's still married to the first guy because if the get does not cut her off from the husband, it's not a good get. However, it does have the shmek of a get. It smells like a get. And therefore, it's enough of a get to aser her lekuhuna. And we darshan, the tanya of isha grusha meisha, and a woman divorced from her husband, afilu lo yisgarsha ela meisha, even if the woman is only divorced from her husband, psula lekuhuna, she's pasul to kuhuna. Vahainu reach haget. This is the aroma of a get, the paisel bekuhuna, that pasuls her lekuhuna. This is a much bigger chiddush. Okay, let's begin the Mishnah. Misha hocha ishto l'mdina seyam. Now, instead of the guy going overseas, the woman is gallivanting. She went overseas. Bo v'amrula, erecha comes and says to her, Mesa ishtecha, your wife died. V'nasa sachoisa. He said, okay, great, I'll marry her sister. V'achagach bas ishta, then her husband, then the wife came back. Muteres lachsolai. She could go back to him. Why? Because the guy never married her sister. And a guy, because the original wife was always alive, so he was merely living with an erva. And since he was merely living with an erva, therefore, the man doesn't become a soita. A man could have more than one wife. So the halacha is, once the husband, the woman comes back, she could go back to her original husband. And what else could she do? Mutter bekroivois, shnia. He is mutter in the relatives of the second wife because he was never married to that woman. He just mazana with her. Ushni mutters bekroivois, the second woman is mutter in his relatives. Vimesa rishoina, and if the first wife dies, mutter bishnia. He can marry the second woman because that second woman was merely a woman he was mazana with, but she never became aser to him. And the halacha is that he could go, she is allowed to go back to her first husband. Why? She could go back to the first husband because the first, she could go back to the husband because the husband was never married to her sister. There was no, it was purely an act of znus. Okay, we'll pick it up in the rest of the Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.